Just breathing gently. Feel the sort of spontaneous release that is occurring now. The body knows that this time is for it to start to unwind a little bit. Density bundles, channels and pathways that are at best open and flowing, but that have, for whatever reason, become a little more contracted, bunched up. They're starting to open now, open just with this moment, when you step into this moment, as it were, when you sit down into this moment, lie down into this moment, breathe into this moment of connection. This moment of stillness, this moment where you as a master choose to line up, to level up, to lighten up, to sink in to the embrace of this beautiful field of light. We've got you. Good. Do you see how quickly you shift now? Doesn't take much anymore. And you start to have a kinesthetic response. Unraveling, uncoiling, unwinding, stretching out, relaxing at the most minute levels. The quantum structures of your body, your cells, your nerve pathways. Even the way the cells in your blood are clustered together or not. Not, as it would be the case increasingly right now, more flow, openness. And the biophotonic activity accelerating now. That is to say, the light that your cells are emitting. All of that is shifting right now, just because you, week after week, choose to sit down, to show up in your alignment, and with the intention to unfold into higher and higher, more and more expanded states of alignment and coherence in your precious heart. In the blazing galaxy of activity that is your neural net, tuning it up, tuning it up. It just happens. A little bit of a spaciousness now, isn't there? Can you feel it? That is because you have had a bit of a breakthrough. If you look, if you think, If you don't have an immediate, oh, hell yes, I have, to that comment, then just look and think about it, because you have had a breakthrough. There is an opening, a softening. It might even just be the as though you or someone else has dropped their end of the rope in a tug of war. You've had a breakthrough. Well done. It's about bloody time, isn't it?
You know, I can hear you saying it. Whoops, did I just say that out loud?
Meaning that there has been a sort of feeling of suspension, of holding, of sort of taut tension. And thinking, oh, come on. When is this going to shift? Now, even if only a part of this, and it might be that there is something, you know, for a lot of people are dealing with really, really big things, to use a super banal term, that are not going to be resolved in one pat little aha or something. But there has been a softening around the edges, all the way through to a breakthrough, real movement, real potentials opening up. That has happened because you are a vibrational match to that. That has happened because your vibrational frequency and your coordinates in the quantum field, which equal your vibrational set point, they have shifted. Do you see? It's sort of one, they're both simultaneous. Your vibrational set point has shifted. Therefore, the breakthrough. Why? Because density, those patterns of density, simply cannot hold together in your proximity, let's say, anymore. In your structure, if we take structure to be all of the levels of your energy bodies and your soul's expression relative to your incarnation. You've alchemized those energy bundles, and so they will not show up in your lived reality anymore. Bravo! Look at you being all masterful and all. Good job. And so, take the time to notice that. Because we want to stay a vibrational match to that breakthrough state of being, meaning spaciousness, ease, flow, synchronicity, potentials, possibility, and the sort of fluttery excitement even that goes along with that, the realization that possibilities have opened up, space has opened up. You must stay a vibrational match to that. Because from a quantum perspective, there are multiple versions of your lived reality that you can vibrate yourself into harmony with. And you can vibrate down too, as we know. Not that you can stay down, but rather the human aspect, as we know, can get thrown off, it can get destabilized. But that then has an effect, very much a very direct effect, of course, especially on the physical body. the biochemistry. And the physical body, as we know, we keep circling back to this, don't we? The importance of the physical body as that anchor point into the manifest realms. That has got to be a vibrational match, to, or at least the majority of it has to be a vibrational match. To these higher vibrational realms wherein you experience flow and ease and excitement and possibility. Ease in the body. Love and appreciation. So if these are not necessarily states of being that you inhabit, let's say the 80-20 rule, 80% of the time, then that's okay. These times where you have a breakthrough, and that's why I say really sink into that. I mean, really like luxuriate in your little bits of breakthrough or uplift or synchronicity or joy or laughter. Sink into that like a nice hot bubbly tub. Really do it. Saturate the cells with that feeling, that vibrational resonance. It literally does, your cells are literally vibrating differently. The spin is different of your cells, your atomic and subatomic particles. Feel that at the juiciest depths of your being that you can connect to. Because you are, it's like you're working a muscle, getting the cells to really become saturated with that. The bliss frequencies. And this is a process. Yes, it is a process. We are still, even to some degree, we are still connected to, and if not full on wired into, the third dimensional collective, then at the very least, we brush up against it. We're going to be affected by it. So the human construct is probably going to have periods of destabilization again and again and again. Not to be a downer or anything, but so when these moments of breakthrough, these snap, crackle, pop moments, when they arise, remember, because you are a vibrational match to that, because your vibrational set point has activated that into being. When they come into your awareness as your lived reality and your biochemistry shifts with that, then really pause. And if you don't think too in the moment, you're just too in the moment, then after, really sink into that. Maybe even acknowledge it to yourself. Wow, fantastic. Look what we pulled off. Look what's happening. I feel wonderful. I feel so excited. I think it really is going to be okay. And on and on. You are helping the body consciousness, the cell consciousness, to up-level and to stay there for longer. just feeling that now. Like a gentle smile through the body. And remembering that the body, the cells, these are not vessels that need to be filled with light. This is a magnificent prismatic structure that is light. But in the manifest realms, it exists, it shows up, it performs in a state of forgetting that. So when we talk about taking these moments to let the body and the cells become saturated, those higher frequency bandwidths. And it doesn't have to be something sort of seemingly unreachable. Like, oh, I'm feeling seventh dimensional plasma waves reconfiguring the biophotons of my cells. And that's like something, what? Sounds great, but I can't get an actual body feel. I can't get a mouth feel on that one. It can be as simple as gratitude. Excitement, appreciation. As your cells recalibrate to that state of being, that emotional state of being, which becomes a state of being, it becomes a configuration, a light configuration, a structural reconfiguration relative to the cells and the body and the alignments of the cells and their relationship to one another, and yes, the tissues and the bones and all of it. And all of this is light unfolding back into the memory of light. Light in a state of forgetting, unfolding into the memory of light. That is what is happening when we say you're filling with light. Not that light comes from an external source somewhere else that you are not, and that the body is not filled with light when you start the visualization. We can up-level that understanding a little bit. And know that, no, it is like a sunrise. Ah, yeah, you got that. Like a sunrise is happening in 50 trillion cells of your body. Ah, now you get it. And the heart. That beautiful ascension stargate of the heart. Powerful and sweet. Fearless and indefatigable. Oh, the light that unfurls itself from your precious heart center. That light creates worlds. And for most of us, that is literally true. The most expanded aspects of our soul consciousness, that same heart energy of your expanded soul field consciousness, you have created worlds. and here on Earth, in the sort of third, fourth dimensional human bandwidth, it means that we are creating timelines, or rather vibrating ourselves onto timelines, higher vibrational timeline potentials, and we are calling them in. We are as though dragging humanity in third, fourth dimensional Earth over to become more vibrational match to these collective timelines that are lighter, clearer, more filled with possibility and potential, gratitude, love, community, and soul family. Feel that light unfurling itself from each cell in the body, radiating out. And there's a light radiance and emanence from each cell. And there's space between the cells. There's light shimmering between the cells. And what does this mean? It means that you are expanding. In your natural state of being, you are effulgent. There is not sort of the hard edge, as it were, of the skin, the outer part of the body. It's a sort of blurred line. Why? Because it is the light, the plasma light, that is radiating from you. And imagining now that the neural net is a beautiful grid of golden light filaments, and it perfectly mirrors the light worker grid that enfolds the planet, with nodal points, beings of light and groups of intentional light and configuration. They're holding nodal points like us, like this group, anchoring points of light, and so your neural net now is coming into harmony with a vibrational match with, it's interesting, did you feel that? Some of you just felt a tingle go right up your spine, the back of your head. Good. And just like we would say, the fifth dimensional expression of Earth has a crystalline core, so too your neural net has a crystalline core, and that is your pineal gland. So you can picture that. You can picture it as a little blazing sun inside of the brain, or just roughly inside the cranial cavity. Let it be whatever color you see. And if you don't see a color necessarily, then it will probably be in the sort of white-gold range. The stargate of the heart, a is a beautiful gold. Radiating out in all directions. And those light codes from your heart center, and also to some extent your physical heart, but we're talking more about your heart center. The light codes and the key codes from the heart, they are radiating out, and they are delivering those light codes to the cells of your body. So though, let's say the cells in the back of your hand are the same light as the cells in your physical heart, the heart center has different codes, light codes, and patterns. And so that now is being delivered throughout the body, because the cells in the back of your hand and the soles of your feet are now vibrating at a higher level than they were half an hour ago. So they've come into a vibrational bandwidth of potential resonance with those Stargate light codes. And of course, as we know, the Stargate of the heart and the Ascension Stargate of the pineal gland, they are connected to, amongst other points, they're connected to our solar sun. Bringing in light codes, ascension codes, plasma and photonic light patterns through the ascension stargate of our sun. And all of this is anchored, and not just anchored, but maintained in your physical incarnation here now. Because why? Because your little cells got plumped up because you took the time to really sink into, notice, celebrate your breakthroughs. Your sweet moments of grace and joy and lightness, the brightness of your being. No effort required.